up next on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is the best and latest hip-hop and R&B from up-and-coming artists. I'm Big Chris, alongside with my wonderful co-host, Kayla. Kayla, so nice, you got to say it twice, and Lady Lo. So tonight on Up Next, we have a special treat for you. A rapper that has taken over the West Coast with a sound that is a reflection of his home, that is Portland, Oregon. He has a great fan base in the Northwest and soon to be across the world. This isn't the first time to Up Next for him, and he is debuting his newest project, Underrated But Dedicated. I introduce to some and present to others. Calling in from Rip City, Dre C. Dre, how you doing tonight, man?
What's happening? What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good. So,
good to hear.
So how is Portland treating you, and what's life like in the great Pacific Northwest?
Today was beautiful. It wasn't raining today. I got the car washed.
Right.
You know what I mean? But normally it's all rainy, man. But other than that, it's the best place to be.
Right. Because it's normally raining and stuff like that up there. It rains most of the time of the year. So that's good to hear it wasn't raining today.
Right.
Well, Dracy, for the people that haven't heard you before, how would you describe your style?
Original.
Original.
I'm very big on originality. I like to sound like me in my city. I would also, I'm just me, to be completely honest. I wouldn't say specifically like anybody else, which is, I feel that's pretty good in this day and age, because a lot of people feel like they need to be like somebody to get heard, and I don't feel that way.
Right. Okay, I can dig it.
All right, Dracy, well, since you say that you're original, I know there has to be somebody out there that keeps you motivated and working hard to reach your goals. So who would you say that is?
My daughter. And yeah, she would be the number one inspiration to me to keep on doing this. I keep her in mind every time I write a song, because she needs to have everything nobody else did. So,
how adorable.
All right, Big Chris, Lady Lo, and Kayla on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is Up Next, the best and latest hip-hop and R&B from up-and-coming artists. And joining us right now is one of those up-and-coming artists, Dre C. He's on the phone right now calling in from Portland, Oregon. So,
yes,
so you have a new mixtape coming out. It already came out. It got released yesterday. It's called Underrated But Dedicated. So first, what is the inspiration for the title? And second, what should people expect from this project?
A while ago when we did this interview, we did an interview before, I did Hello, My Name Is.
Right.
And people liked it. I just felt like it didn't have the impact that it needed to have. And so going into this project, my mindset was that I am the most underrated artist out right now, I feel like, and as well as the most dedicated. I mean, you can ask anybody around me. Like, I stay up to like 5 or 6 in the morning,
right,
raps, waking up at 9, sending emails, and doing it, 7 days a week. So that was a big reason why I titled the project that, because it was actually my lifestyle. It wasn't just like, a cool title to make it sound like something it wasn't,
And so you feel that this project has really showed that impact you were trying to get, from Hello, My Name Is till now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on this for a whole year. I got some, I really got to express a lot of emotions. I went through a lot of things, and I got to express all that with this project. And so it all, was very cohesive, and it made a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel that, man.
I like that. That's a cool title, though,
and
that you can, relate that to yourself instead of just being something
random. I mean, a lot of people, they'll think of a cool title, but it won't really be how they feel. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it causes saturation. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like this, it was what I actually lived. Like, each song described that title. You know what I mean? Like, the stuff that you go through being underrated, no matter if you're an artist, a painter, a writer, a DJ host, no matter what you got to do, you know what I mean? Like,
and it's honest.
It's tough, yeah.
Well, speaking of titles of your songs, on your album, Underrated But Dedicated, tell us a little bit more about different particular songs. Like, let's say for the track Thinking, where did you get that inspiration for that song from?
So with Thinking, I was actually, a lot of my music was written like while I was riding around in Portland. So I did a lot of the public transportation, doesn't mean so I didn't have to look at the same four walls while I wrote rap. And I was literally just thinking while riding the Max through the city, and it just happened to be on the late night, and I was just expressing feelings on that, what I was seeing on the Max.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't know what they call it in Texas. Y'all got something like that. Like,
yeah, I was going to tell you about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, down here it's called the Dart Train, man.
The,
for y'all that don't know,
the
Max, M-A-X, is the train in Portland. It you know, goes around kind of like that. You have the Dart. You
right,
know?
Okay.
It's a train. So, you know, they didn't know that. So they
looked
like,
what's
the
Max? Yeah, yeah, I can relate.
Me too.
That's
I didn't
rode
the rail a couple times.
Yeah, right.
The Dart.
Right. So you run the bike? Like, what? Okay, the Max. We're up to date. All right, that's Portland language right there. Okay, got you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Jay, well, tell us about the title West Side Song.
West Side Song. Like Chris said, man, I'm very inspired. I would love for people to know where I'm from by hearing my music. And so that is essentially why I titled it that. Throughout the song, I describe the normal things that you see on the West Coast, from Chuck Taylor's to, you know, you got Beast by Dre, who's down in California. You know, you got Space Needle, which is in Seattle. You got the Rose Garden, which is here in Portland. So I was going through the different things that you see being on the West Coast and just like the different vibes you get and stuff like that. Because a lot of people feel that, you know, the West Coast is just California, which it is a major part of. But
Kayla, she's from California, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to that. But they forget about, like, you know, Seattle, who just has, you know, Macklemore, who went triple platinum. And then, you know, they forget about Portland because we haven't had nobody yet. That's my goal, to be that person.
Right. Understandable. That's what's up. Well, we're about to get into one right here off the mixtape, Underrated But Dedicated. This song is called Shoot Me Down. So before we get into that one, tell us a little bit about it.
Shoot Me Down. Like, everybody's had that dream to be something, and everybody has been told that they couldn't do it. And this was like one of the first ones that I recorded off of this project because, like I said, like, I just felt like people were underrating it. I was like, you know what, they're just going to try to shoot me down, but they can't, you know what I mean? I got my boy Malik Farad on here. He's from Baltimore. He's very, very dope artist. As well as my homie Brady. And we just all, I feel like, you know, the three of us were in that same position to where at any given time the music scene can take off. And so that was the inspiration behind this track.
All right, well, here it is. Dre C with Shoot Me Down from his new mixtape, Underrated But Dedicated. More with Dre C after this. And remember, you're hearing this first on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Up next, music.
Jacket like Pac on that Vibe magazine. Thrones overthrown, kings murdered in dreams. The same cloth, but the seam ain't what it seems. Ball so hard, so espionage ESPYs. Chose the red pill, now I'm walking on the Red Sea. No boat shoes, a red bottom set free. Concords, flight of the Concords. French inhaling on the Eiffel Tower, bonjour. When the core on, wait for the encore. Encore. Who will catch you falling from 30 high? No dessert in these deserted skies. Watching the sky fall from 30 high. Nothing sweet, no dessert in these deserted skies.
Please don't shoot me down, just let me fly. I just wanna fly. Please don't shoot me down, just let me fly.
Assassinate built to be superior, sort of like a king. Thought it'd be a sinner, I'm trying to be a saint. It's easy to say you've made it, I'd rather have them relate. I give my all every day, criticism is typical. I'm working too hard not to be held at a pedestal. Haters gonna hate despite me being respectable. They can shoot me down, but I'm still unforgettable. I want my legacy to outlive my destiny. They appreciate you now, when I'm gone they must remember me. I still wanna figure out the reason why I'm not where I deserve. This game is foul. I play my part, refusing to be played out. I've seen a lot of people rise and fall, going the fame route. As for me, I still remain the same. I do this for the love, something you can't take away.
Please don't shoot me down, just let me fly. I just wanna fly. Please don't shoot me down, just let me fly. I just wanna fly. Please don't shoot me down.
So I'm never settling, because the moment I do, I know I'm through. Let my word spread from Portland to Japan. I wanna be the voice for all the ones who thought they can't. I wanna be the reason that they tears no longer leaking and they fears no longer creeping late at night while they sleeping. I wanna change the earth with a burst, then reverse all the worst that's ever happened, all with this rapping. Now tell me, do you wanna fly? Studied how Pac lived it and voted when Barack did it. And now we move like flock pigeons as a unit. Together through whatever till the day we see improvement. I got control of this, similar to a motorist. I molded this to be something they'll never take control of. But if they dare and try it, they can never get this high because we flying.
Please don't shoot me down, just let me fly. Please don't shoot me down, just let me fly. I just wanna fly. Please don't shoot me down, just let me fly. I just wanna fly. Please don't shoot me down, just let me fly. I just wanna fly.
We just heard Shoot Me Down by Dre C. You can find that song off of Dre's newest project, Underrated But Dedicated. I'm Big Chris, and as always, alongside with Lady Low and Kayla. And Dre C is joining up next tonight by way of telephone from the City of Roses, that is Portland, Oregon.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Dre, when did you realize that you had a gift for music, and what made you want to pursue a career in the music industry?
Music has been always something that I like, you know what I mean? And I say like because I didn't really love it until I actually started feeling it with this project, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's one of the main reasons why I really like this project, you know what I mean? It was just one of those things, like, you know, in middle school, I liked it. In high school, I liked it. Got out of high school, and was like, man, I don't want to go to school, and I don't want to work 9 to 5. And so what am I going to do? And I was able to express my feelings through music.
Right.
And have people relate to it. And so that's what actually made me love doing it. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I was growing to, it's a part of my life now. I couldn't see myself not doing anything else.
All right.
So you've worked with many people on music. Who are some of your favorite people that you've worked with?
I do a lot of music with my bro, Brady Vance. We have a lot of songs, like even unreleased songs that haven't even came out yet that are probably killing a whole bunch of people's songs. We do a lot of music together. Also, my homegirl, Olivia Noel, whose voice is like God's gift. We have, you know, material together that, you know, that's some of my favorite songs. And I got a couple people up my sleeve here that I'm working with for this upcoming project that's definitely going to set me apart from a lot of people. A few big name artists.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Looking forward to that.
So,
yeah,
like,
it's gonna be cool.
5 years from now, where do you see yourself in the rap game?
5 years from now, I see myself as, when you think of Portland, you may think of the Portland Trailblazers, then you will think of Dracy. One of those two are going to come first.
Gotcha.
So as far as like being the man, you know what I mean? Like I said, people think of the West Coast and they automatically think California. You know what I mean? So they're going to be like, all right, you got these people, but then you also got Dracy. Like, my goal is to be that household name, you know what I'm saying?
Like Pine Sol.
Pine Sol.
Yeah.
Dracy Pine Sol. I might even change the name to Pine Sol. Just for that
I can dig it. Fresh.
Already.
Dracy calling in the Up Next tonight on your station, 88.9 KETR. So for young boys in Portland, or, you know, anywhere for that matter, so what are some things that you would like to tell them that want to follow in your footsteps?
Just be you. I mean, that's essentially what I was, man. I mean, when I first started, I was doing songs over other people's beats and stuff like that, thinking that was my way out, and it really wasn't. But I didn't learn. I had to learn that, you know what I mean? And so now it's like, you just got to be you, man. If you're original, people will recognize that. Like, people are going to see the real, and if you're not, you will eventually be exposed.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And you are a very original artist, lyricist, so doing you is, you know, is working so far.
I do try, brother.
All right, Dracy. Well, I know everything right now that you're saying just sounds real peachy and smooth and easygoing. But let's get to the real about it. What are some of the hardest parts of being an upcoming artist or just being in the industry at all?
Man, people think that you're just another rapper or an artist, I should say. I couldn't tell you how many people I was like, hey, you should check this out. And they go, well, are you good? I'm like, come on, dog. I wouldn't give it to you if I didn't think you'd like it.
Right.
But that is a major, it's a huge hurdle to get over. You know what I mean? Now I got like a pretty cool little fan base, but, you know, that's still growing. But I mean, it took a long time to get this. I mean, because it's just like people think, you know, like I said, people do songs over other people's beats, and the music game is so saturated now that it's just like, is this guy for real, or is he just doing this because everybody else is doing it? And then once they hear the music, they go, wow, you actually are talented, and you actually speak from your heart. You know what I mean? Like, I can feel that. Like, I just did a show last night, and I almost had people in the crowd crying when I did a song for my girlfriend.
Valentine's Day.
but it's little things like that, you know what I mean, that they wouldn't actually understand if they didn't take the time out to listen to, that's probably the hardest part to get them to actually get to that point to listen to.
Right. So your girlfriend's not a victim of cuffing season, clearly.
Yes, I did hear that. You guys should talk about it. She is definitely not a victim of cuffing season.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Nah.
We're already up. Dracy, what can we expect for you in the future? What's next for Mr. Pine Sol himself?
like I said, you know, I'm just really pushing Underrated But Dedicated right now. It came out yesterday. You can get that on imdracy.com. Other than that, I'm just, you know, I'm constantly working. I already got other songs prepared for a new project. Me and my boy Loner are working on a new project. He's going to be the producer for most of it. As well, I'm going to have, you know, my boy Stuart Villain. As well, the homies from Rain State are going to be the only producers. So they're all Portland local producers, and we all like homies. Like, I actually know these people, and, you know, I can go to their house if I want to, you know what I mean? So that's that chemistry that a lot of people are missing out on when they go online to find their beats and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Working on that, and then just, you know what I mean, just staying cool, man. 2013 is the year of the cool.
I feel you on that.
You know what I mean? Pine Sol.
Okay, so like, what do you consider to be success?
Me, just I'm very easy to please, man. Like, I got a real small circle. Like, I maybe got like 5 people in my circle, but just seeing that they happy with what I'm doing makes me happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just like to see the smile on people's faces, like when they hear the music and how they can relate to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, to me, that's success. I don't care about money or none of this stuff like that. Like, I put out free music. I can care less about any of that. I just want to be able to be like, I did it. I made them happy. I made them proud of me. That's all I care about.
That's how you got to do
good.
It. That's
having a good name for yourself.
All right, Dre. So before we get you out of here tonight, is there any shout-outs that you want to give? And tell the people how they can get Underrated But Dedicated.
first off, shout out to y'all for having me on here. I really do appreciate it. That's cool.
Oh, we appreciate you, man.
Sorry if you can hear my daughter in the background watching Incredibles. But, yeah, shout out to y'all. You know, shout out to all the homies. You know, my boy Daryl, Javon, Brady, my boy Gerald. Happy Valentine's Day to those. Shout out to my girl. And you can get Underrated But Dedicated at imdrc.com or drcmusic, M-U-Z-I-K, .bandcamp.com. It's free download either way. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Dre C. Hit me up.
There you go right there. Hey, shout out to Dre C too, man. You know, got this daughter in the background. You take care of business, being, you know, a real man about the situation, you know. Everybody don't do that, so congrats to you, man. Taking care of your business,
bro.
Man,
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks again to Portland native and rapper, or I should say artist, lyricist. We appreciate you taking the time out of your Friday night to call us up. And make sure you get to the nearest computer and go to imdrec.com. That's imdrec.com. And download Underrated But Dedicated by Dre C. Hey, and we still got more music coming up from up-and-coming artists on your station. 88.9 KETR, this is Up Next.
Okay.